This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
From the Pew Research Center comes a report on the state of the news media for 2015. And the report says at the start of the year, 39 of the top 50 digital news websites have more traffic to their sites and associated applications coming from mobile devices than from desktop computers. At the same time, though, desktop visitors to these sites tend to spend more time per visit than do the mobile visitors. A few other things from this report. Numbers rose for local and network TV news, but dropped for cable news. Podcast listening is up, and newspaper ad revenue declined. Either of you care to comment on any of that or anything else from the Pew Research Center's report?
Well, I thought it was good news, at least on my end, when it comes to local news. The viewership is up 3%, and I think that's great. Also, the network news is up. And again, when people are not watching cable news as much, I'm not surprised, because when you look at cable news, it's not necessarily objective. They definitely have an editorial standpoint, and I think maybe people are either tiring of the network news, or not the network news, the cable news, or and maybe they're just more interested in getting their information from a local TV source.
No, I would. I think you've touched on something there, which is after enormous growth in cable news for a number of years, and of course the subsequent kind of splintering of the to where you've got Fox, you've got MSNBC, et cetera. Which is not really news. Most of the stuff that the programming they put on, it's sort of masquerading as news, but it's opinion. It's
a shout fest where people try to talk over each other.
Exactly.
Right. Exactly.
Exactly. Like that. And it is. I'm with you. I think it's good news. I think it's great to see that the American public, or at least the people in this survey, mm-hmm. are looking at saying this is not enough, and that network news is a little more reliable. And local news is more reliable for giving and you the information that you want.
Yeah.
I'm sad to see newspapers are declining again, 3%. That's a trend that's been going on for some time. But the business is still in that transition and trying to find ways using digital media. So.
Yeah, no, Mr. Egger and I, we're at the IMBA convention just in the last week, and we had a bunch of reporters from Ferguson, Missouri, discussing on mm-hmm. a panel, their experiences in Ferguson, and they said that the local TV broadcasters there were definitely probably the best people informed there. There were plenty of people from cable news being dropped in to mm-hmm. the situation, and they weren't nearly as connected or able to even tell the story as
right.
well. So I really do think that local TV news plays a big part in telling stories and getting it right before other people.
I almost think networks would be smart to rely on the local stations. Mm-hmm. They know the territory. I think NPR does a lot of that, although mm-hmm. they also would bring in a national reporter for something. And like you said, Jasmine, and as we heard on that panel, those people simply don't know the territory. They don't know the people to talk to, mm-hmm. So on and so forth.
Yeah, I'm hoping that viewers are being more, discriminatory. I want them to really choose who they're listening to and where they're getting their information, and are these reliable sources?
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that this is showing that maybe they are looking for the best people who are the storytellers.
The thing that caught my eye was the podcast listening being up, because that could affect listenership to AM and FM radio.
That's
people
true.
Are downloading programs to listen to. Hopefully they're at least coming to the local websites and the local station websites and checking out some of that information instead of simply taking the national programs, podcasting them, and bypassing the local stations altogether.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I did think it was interesting that NBC out of the network TV was down. That ABC and CBS had a higher viewership, but actually NBC had a decreased
viewership. So do you think that has anything to do with the Brian Williams fiasco?
I don't know when they did this survey, but I mean, I guess there is that possibility, mm-hmm. although maybe I have – NBC has been declining over time.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, on the other
though.
Hand, their trend has not been on an upward trend.
It's not just the Brian Williams thing. Even their morning show has been down in numbers substantially.
Rich, you asked a class just about reading books.
It came up because I'll step all over you again. it came up because I had read an article in a British version of Time magazine that said that at least in the UK, the sale of printed books has rebounded in the last year, and that the sale of e-books, reading books on tablets, mobile devices, et cetera, laptops, is flat. And so I decided to ask my class recently how do they like to read? And I'm always curious about this, particularly because I see this trend of where schools, elementary schools, high schools, middle schools are getting rid of books. Mm-hmm. And they're giving them tablets. They're giving them laptops. We're going to get those kids someday when they come into the university system. And I'm always curious as to whether that has any impact on how they learn. And they're no longer being given hard cover books, for their classes. And this Time magazine said, at least study in the UK, is that the sale of books is up. People are wanting that. So when I asked my class about it, I said, show of hands. What I found was about 2/3 of them said that it seemed to be the consensus is that if it's a longer piece, 1,000 words or longer, they won't read it. It takes too many scrolls on a phone, or on a tablet to get through, and instead they prefer a hardcover copy. They'll even print it out, and I thought I was old timer that I print things out all the time to read because then I can it's more portable. But they do the same, or they prefer a book, and so there are a few who still like to read novels. Again, it seems to be a difference there. If it's fiction, and maybe it's because fiction is more like page turner, you can read it on a Kindle and it's okay. But if it's a nonfiction, like a textbook, it's boring. Mm-hmm. And so they don't like to read. They'd rather have the book. They can, put their yellow marker in the book, et cetera. So it's just interesting. Even, the millennials that we work with on a daily basis still haven't completely given up on print. And I think that's kind of an interesting fact.
I've always said I would love to have all my music and books on a single device when I move because it'd be a lot easier to move, a lot fewer boxes. But other than that, I like having the physical objects myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is that reminiscing for the past. I mean, records are something
vinyl, LPs.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Sure. People are liking those more and more. And there's a market for it now.
I think another thing that it scares me a little bit about the future is we also change formats. And the reason I even bring this up is because I have boxes of yearbooks that were done in 2000, 2002 on CD-ROM when for a short period of time Western had eliminated the print version and went to a CD-ROM. The yearbook pages are on there. I can't read them. They are not readable on any devices today.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think my work computer doesn't even have a tray to slip a CD-ROM or a DVD or a CD into.
Mm-hmm.
So that also kind of scares me. A book, we can pick a book up that was printed in 1890, and we can read it today. You worry like 100 years from now, somebody looks at a silver CD and says, wow, what is this? Mm-hmm. What do you do with this? Do you eat it?
Yeah.
You hold it under the light and you see the colors that come off of it.
Does the hologram come up?
Decoration,
So that worries me too.
Hey, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.